Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And while wearing a face mask is one way to help slow the spread of COVID-19, could your face mask also be irritating your skin? Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
Farmington Hills dermatologist Dr. Wendy Sadoff says she's seen some patients with red acne-type lesions on areas of the face covered by the mask.
They're calling it acne when they come in, but actually it's a flare of rosacea. And this is a condition that can be triggered by heat. So not only is it the heat outdoors, but with wearing a mask, you're creating essentially like a little sauna under the covered area.
Dr. Sadoff says to avoid any acne-type products on the area. Instead, try splashing the face with cool water and pat dry. If problems continue, see a dermatologist. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.